Alaska gets close to 2 million visitors a year. More and more of them are visiting the Arctic Circle and beyond. Tourism in the Arctic was the focus of a panel discussion during this week's Alaska Travel Industry Association convention in Juneau. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Richard Benville is Nome's new mayor. He also owns his own tour company.
Nome Discovery Tours, I'm going into my 24th season.
He says Nome attracts tourists for many reasons. It's sport fishing, hunting.
And birding. Oy, gewalt, birds. 170 migratory species that come through May 15th to June 15th. We just had the cranes go out. You could look up and see 100,000 cranes in different formations all the way from horizon. Very exciting.
Nome usually gets between 8,000 and 9,000 tourists a year, says Benville. Tourism has remained steady, but there has been a change.
You know, the first questions used to be about gold and dogs. Now the questions are about environment, what's happening with the Bering Strait, how does it look for Nome in the future, so that my clients are very aware of what's going on.
Next summer, the number of tourists to Nome will go up. The Crystal Serenity will spend 32 days traveling from Seward to New York via the Northwest Passage. The 1,000-plus passenger ship will make a stop in Nome. The cruise is being advertised as the first luxury ship to travel the Northwest Passage. Fares range from $22,000 to $120,000. It's fully booked. The Arctic is hot right now. President and CEO of Explore Fairbanks, Deb Hickok, says Alaska has become a prominent player in Arctic discussions, most recently highlighted by President Obama's visit.
Alaska, as the only U.S. state included in the Arctic, is now in a special position to leverage opportunities in the Arctic.
Tandy Wallach, owner of Circumpolar Expeditions, says Arctic communities need more infrastructure to increase tourism and economic development. She brings up the relocation of Kaktovik's runway as an example.
The present runway is built on the beach, so this one is on higher ground. Hopefully will help with the fog and more flights will be able to get in and out. Obviously, that will allow more visitors to come into the village, but more importantly, additional air service is going to benefit the village.
Brett Carlson doesn't necessarily think more infrastructure is needed, especially anything that could turn the Arctic into a Disneyland. Carlson is co-founder of Northern Alaska Tour Company.
Now, that's just not the vision I see for Alaska's Arctic. I mean, I think generally the infrastructure is there. I mean, the reason you're going to come to Alaska's Arctic and the reason Alaska's Arctic is a continually rare travel experience in the world is it's so unlike the rest of the world. You know, if you wanted all those modern amenities, you can go to thousands of places in the world.
Carlson says his company commits to honoring traditional culture when bringing tourists to communities like Anaktuvik Pass, Barrow, and Kotzebue.
If you can put visitors in someone's home or in front of somebody in an authentic way where they're not a tour guide, they're just a person talking about their life, is a moving experience.
Although Carlson admits there's a struggle between tourism and authenticity. Richard Benville isn't worried about tourism changing Nome, a community of 3,700 residents. He says when the Crystal Serenity unloads its 1,000 passengers, likely arriving in a rotation of smaller groups, Nome will be ready.
You know, Nome's famous for Iditarod. And Nome's famous for throwing a big party for so many people. And I want to use that community feel for this ship, because without it, it's not going to work as well as it really could.
Benville says as tourism and other industry in Alaska's Arctic grows, he expects more people and more traffic to come through Nome. But he's confident Nome will remain Nome. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.